Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Will we have enough energy generation to get us through this winter? That's a question being posed as Fianna Fáil TD Barry Cowan warns of a looming energy crisis unless urgent action is taken. He's calling for the publication of a report commissioned by the Minister for the Environment, Climate and Communication, Eamon Ryan, into Ireland's energy security, which he says the Minister has been sitting on for months. Well, to discuss these issues, we're joined now from our Athlone studio by Deputy Barry Cowan and also on the line by Gerry Duggan, former manager of energy policy for the ESB and fellow of the Irish Academy of Engineering. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Barry Cowan, to yourself first, and I suppose firstly, do you foresee an energy crisis this winter?
I hope not. Look, there are two issues here. First, you know, we recognise there is a need for emergency power provisions over and above other generations this winter, whether we like it or not. And there are provisions and procedures by which this is delivered and overseen by Airgrid. It failed last year. We survived at great cost and expense. ESB have won the right to make those provisions at Shannon Bridge in Offaly and at Northwall in Dublin. And we await their delivery, but there are some questions that need to be asked. Secondly, the other issue then is why the need for emergency power is another exercise to which the independent report I referred to and that you referenced is long overdue as an independent means by which we can investigate the assertions that the likes of me and others have made in relation to our poor energy supply, our poor capacity and security, our poor infrastructure and competition, which gives us an unbalanced wholesale energy market and inflates and has continued to inflate excessive prices for consumers pre and post the war in Ukraine. But the Minister commissioned that report last June. It was on his desk, he told me, in a response to a parliamentary question in February. He said it would be shortly with government. Nobody has seen it since.
Yeah, we did ask for a statement from a spokesperson for the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications in relation to you saying that he's been sitting on this for quite a while now. And the response that we got said that the independent review by Mr. Dermot McCarthy was received and considered by Minister Ryan. So you're right, he does have it. But the statement says that the Minister decided, given the Department is developing further energy security analysis, it would be better to publish the McCarthy report as a pillar for the overall energy security package. And that energy security package will be published shortly.
Well, look, you know, the Minister has his reasons for doing so in such a manner. I would contend that the least he could do, as the Dáil is about to resit, is put the report before the Dáil, allow an open and frank debate, allow members to make a contribution and assess and analyse what is contained within that, in that report, and allow government then assure us and by association the public that there is adequate provisions made to address the immediacy of the problems that exist for emergency provision straight away, but in the rounder and the longer term that we're not left at the behest of certain personnel within the department, within Airgrid, within the CRU, within the Consumer Protection Commission, the Competition Authority, all those who have been charged with ensuring that we have a competitive security pipeline of power available at prices that are competitive and not inflated or not manipulated. And I would hope that that exercise would make that potentially more clear than it is presently.
Okay,
that's not, and you know, we can get round to discussing the issues associated with the two emergency provisions that are on the table presently as well, if you wish.
Yeah, and we can do that. But just to be clear in terms of your concerns, you're concerned both about short-term energy provision, emergency energy provision, we might call it, and the longer-term energy security strategy. And you have said that government departments and regulators have all failed the consumer so thoroughly, I'm quoting here, we would be better off if we allowed Brussels to run energy issues here.
Yeah, well, I was making that point, you know, in the sense that we are way behind our partners in Europe in relation to the prices that are being charged. And I was making a point, you know, to highlight a point. But there is something that has to be done in this country in relation to drawing together all those bodies I've mentioned with a view to ascertaining why we don't have the security we were promised, why we don't have the competition we were promised, why we're so reliant, for example, when we're told that there's 40% or 50% renewables on the grid, the majority of that is wind. And when wind doesn't blow, we rely on the old reliables, and the old reliables are aged, are costly, are expensive to maintain, and are expensive to have on standby, whether they're, you know, coal or gas-fired power plants that are, as I said to you, that are very expensive to run and maintain, but they suit one player, and that contributes to a manipulated, I believe, wholesale market where others cannot buy at the sort of prices that would be competitive to compete with others in Europe. And we have an option in the future in relation to offshore wind, and there is, government would say, and the minister would say, great ambition associated with what's contained there. I don't think it goes far enough, but that is maybe because the infrastructure is not there to take it from offshore. But it has the capacity to generate, you know, 300 billion in this economy by 2050, which is the size of the economy today. It has the capacity to ensure that regions of this country, which are not considered for industrial or commercial development in the past, could have first call on that power, which is the sort of regional imbalance, address the regional imbalance many talk about your programme.
Okay, I want to move on to Sherry Duggan in just a second, but just to be clear, Barry Camp, because there was two articles in Sunday newspapers this weekend quoting yourself, which were very, very critical of government energy strategy and indeed of the minister himself. Do you have confidence in Minister Eamon Ryan?
I'd have more and greater confidence in him when I see this report and I see what his response to it or what is contained within it, or if it addresses some of the concerns and fears that I have in relation to the past.
Okay, so you're withholding confidence at the moment.
Oh, exactly, yes, of course, could be fair, yeah.
Okay, so you're withholding confidence, a vote of confidence, or a verbal vote of confidence, if we want to put it like that, in Minister.
Yeah, as I said, he has said to you and not to me when I asked the question back in February what he plans to do with that report in the context of it being a pillar of his policy into the winter and beyond. I'm saying put it on the floor of the House, let an open and frank debate take place, and let him respond to the members as to how he believes we can improve upon the provision and energy security into the future than we have in the past.
All right, we might just talk about that McCarthy report, Sherry Duggan, if you don't mind, in the absence of it being published. I wonder what you expect it to say.
Well, I think there are two separate issues here identified by Deputy Cowan. One is electricity supply security. And the reality is we have far more generation capacity in the country than we actually need. But a very significant portion of that generation capacity is located in data centres, which, for various reasons, but predominantly because of permitting issues, are not at present contributing in the way they should. Now, the second thing is energy security. And here you're talking about primary energy security. And the key issue is natural gas supply security. And effectively, we are increasingly dependent on a pipeline system from Scotland. No other country in Europe has taken this approach that we would be dependent on somebody else. They have, as a result of the Ukrainian situation, all moved to increasing their LNG import capacity. And effectively, because we have refused, or the minister has refused, to countenance LNG import capacity and storage, we have a significant energy supply security. So we have two separate issues, and neither of them are currently being addressed by the minister.
Of course, the minister said the reason that he has set his face against an LNG facility here is because it would mean that we wouldn't be complying with our legally binding climate targets, because it would lock us into long-term fossil fuel infrastructure.
Effectively, we are going to be locked into using natural gas for standby generation for the foreseeable future. Now, either it is a secure supply or it is an insecure supply. And effectively, certainly the Academy of Engineering believe it should be a secure supply. So there is no prospect of us moving away from natural gas anytime, certainly short of 2040. And I think it's imperative on governments to ensure that we have sufficient supply. Okay. When the Kinsale field was discovered initially, it was excellent. Corrib helped. Now we are increasingly dependent on imports. And by 2030, we must be wholly dependent on imports.
Can I ask you, do you agree with that, Barry Gowan, that we just, you know, the climate targets are one thing, but we just need to have a security of supply and we just need to, I suppose, accept that it's a realistic prospect that we have to have an LNG facility here? Barry Cowan agrees with that, Gerry. Sorry.
Well, you know, the minister needs to be forced to say what his strategy is in the context of the impending crisis in relation to energy security is. What payments will be made this winter? What will happen to the Irish wholesale energy market? When will we get an LNG terminal? Will we get an LNG terminal? And what role it will play? Yes, and you know the whole issue in relation to targets is a wider whole of government issue for which all departments have a responsibility, and I can sure he can make much inroads and has made much inroads within his own department too.
Yeah, and yet you made mention there, Barry Cowan, about the wider whole of government issue. I mean, all decisions really are whole of government decisions, aren't they?
But a minister of responsibility in this area has a duty to lead, has a duty to inform, and the government and the cabinet has a duty to make a decision, having put that in, placed that information before them.
Yeah, and we've had a Fianna Fáil Taoiseach for the last 2 years, just replaced there recently, and well, not that recently now anymore, but you know, in the last 2.5 years, for the first 2.5 years of this government, we had a Fianna Fáil Taoiseach leading that government.
We have, and it was I that impressed upon him the need for an independent assessment of the energy market as we know it and its contribution that it has made to where we're at presently, with a view to rectifying those measures in order to ensure that the commitments we're making now can be achieved and can be built on and can be overachieved in that area. But, you know, if we were to rely on the same methods, the same procedures, the same personnel, the same competitions which have yielded results which have been reneged upon and simply fines paid, which allowed the grid to remain challenged, which allowed less competition, which ensured higher prices and a manipulated wholesale market, which, as I said, was the situation pre-war in Ukraine and certainly post-Ukraine war.
Gerry, I want to come back to yourself. You mentioned the two issues. One of them, you said, was that we've no shortage of generation capacity in this country. If that's the case, then why are we even worried about an extra 700 megawatts of emergency generation capacity?
Because effectively we have failed to utilise the very considerable amount of standby generation capacity held by the data centres. Now, part of it, okay, is some reluctance by the data centres to be seen to be emitting CO2. The other part is regulatory. I mean, the data centres have probably more, between them, have more generation capacity than even ESB has. But because of the regulations in relation to emissions and in relation to licensing, we haven't yet utilised that capacity. There is no reason why we should not. And indeed, given that the data centres themselves have contributed to virtually the whole growth in electricity demand in the past 5 years, I think it is imperative that we do so.
And how is that fueled, the data centres capacity? How is that fueled?
It's all diesel generators.
Now, okay, so very bad from an environmental perspective.
Given companies are currently being licensed to install diesel-powered gas-fired generation, it is very little different. And certainly, if you look using the existing diesel generation capacity, will help maintain or keep electricity costs low, which will encourage people to potentially move to heat pumps, etc., which is desirable. If we push up electricity costs unnecessarily, this will be stopped. So these, and remember, you're talking about units that will operate less than 500 hours a year. Mm. So the impact on environmental terms will be relatively modest. These units are as efficient as gas turbine fired generation.
All right, I'm going to have to wrap this very shortly, but Barry Cowan, just a final word to yourself then, in terms of what you'd like to see happen in the next couple of weeks, I suppose, so we don't find ourselves in a situation that we did last year, where there's an awful lot to talk about blackouts.
Yeah, to deal with the immediacy of what's the emergency provision, at Shannon Bridge, for example, there's 8 trailer-mounted gas turbines as, you know, a provider of last resort, Airgrid say. But as a semi-state body, ESB could avail of planning exemptions in relation to emergency provision, which was one up on their competitors. There's existing infrastructure there. The fast-tracked EPA permitting. Airgrid provided the equipment. But if you Google the assembly of these gas turbines, you're told they can be rapidly deployed within a number of months. So we need to know from ESB what's the delay. Okay. And every day it's not provided, it's creating stress to the grid. And every day there's stress to the grid, there's a higher price going in the doors of consumers.
All right. No doubt we'll return to the issue. Thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That is Barry Cowan and Gerry Duggan.